are live on Facebook. Hello, friends. Welcome to this special episode of Margaritas with Margarita Cheng, CFP Pro. I'm Hope Katz-Gibbs, producer of the show and founder of Incandescent Radio and Incandescent TV. You are going to love our guest today. Straight from Richmond, Virginia, David Ambrose is a man who is determined to get us in shape physically as well as fiscally. He is a financial planner and also director of MetaWork. For MetaFitRx, a company founded by his amazing wife, Melissa. You will meet her on a future episode of Margaritas with Margarita. But tonight, David and Rita will discuss his company, why balancing your health and financial wellness is important, and how you can get into shape, mind, body, spirit, and soul. So take it away, Miss Rita.
I love it. You know, if you're not healthy, then you're not wealthy. We all want to be healthy, wealthy, and wise. So thank you so much for being here, David. So excited to have you.
I'm very excited to be here. Thank you so much. I really appreciate this opportunity. Thank you.
Well, first, let's just kick it off. So Tell us about MetaWork and MetaFitRx.
Well, first of all, I like how you both say meta. You both pronounce, you do a better job than I do. I say meta. I'm lazy with the T making it a D, but I'm going to start first with what MetaFitRx is, because that's really the foundation of what it is. That's what my wife, Melissa, started last year. And it is a health and fitness company. And the idea is to bring these assessments that were generally only reserved for athletes and college professors to the general population. So we have a little saying, we say, don't guess, get it assessed. So the foundation of MetaFitRx are the two assessments for nutrition and for exercise. So the nutrition one is called a resting metabolic rate assessment. And what the resting metabolic rate assessment does is tell us how many calories you burn at rest. A good example would be you wake up, you don't want to go to work that day, and you just want to eat Doritos and watch Netflix, right? Or maybe I just binged on Squid Game last week. I binged on Breaking Bad when my first daughter was born. And now I'm binging on My Little Pony with my daughters. So it's a little bit different. And what I get to binge, Squid Game, they haven't seen. I didn't let them see that, but it was in Korean, so it was okay. If you're watching Squid Game, My Little Pony, eating Doritos, you're still burning calories. So what we want to know is how many calories do you burn at rest? And we have the core medical technology that tells us that. So it's a great way to program how you would eat, because we know exactly how many calories you need to lose, maintain, or gain weight, depending on what your goals would be. And the second test would be the VO2. And the VO2 is more the athletic one, for lack of a better word, but I would really say it's also for everybody because it tells you your heart rate training zones. If you've ever been to the gym, you always see on the treadmill, it'll give you the fat burning zone or whatever it may be. And those numbers are all based upon normative data. So they look at gender, age, and they just survey thousands of men and women and they enter that information into a generic pool and they do estimates, right? Well, what we do is get your actual VO2 max, which is basically how healthy is your heart, to put it as simple as it can, cardiopulmonary health. And if you look at people like cyclists, their VO2 maxes are in the 90s. Your average person's probably in the 40s or in the 30s. So it gives you an example of how cyclists and elite athletes like that are just really extremely fit as far as endurance and their overall health. And what we do is we take that assessment and we can program nutrition and exercise so you can better achieve your goals. Again, don't guess, get it assessed is really what we try to focus on there. And what we do is we take these two assessments, and these are available to everybody. They're portable, also is the best part. And I combine them with what I do with MetaWork. So MetaWork is the comprehensive wellness, worksite wellness program part of MetaFitRx. And what we offer is everything MetaFitRx offers. So we have our assessments, we have our programming, and we have our personal training if you're local here in Richmond. And we combine them with customizable worksite wellness programs. With those programs, we can offer employee benefits, comprehensive financial planning for individuals. And the best part is it would be all included for those employees, never an extra cost to get those free consults for the exercise and the nutrition and the financial planning. The assessment's a little bit different, but we would wrap them into the end of the program and we can work with employers to make them employer sponsored, however works for the company. What we do is we do a health risk assessment, see where a company is on day one because we want to see how healthy their employees are. And our goal is to really get as many people participating and interested in the worksite wellness program as possible. We find that leadership matters, and it matters a lot. So if your leaders are not behind the program, I would tell you don't bother to do it because your employees won't get behind it. But if you know, Rita, you get out, you get on the treadmill, we hook you up, you get in front of your employees, that's pretty powerful. You show you want to get your VO2 max assessed. Then you sit there and you have the tube in your mouth for 12 minutes, 3 minutes calibrate, so 15 total. You do your RMR in front of everyone and you make yourself a little bit vulnerable, right? But they see that you do it, you believe in it, and you get behind it. Therefore, they are way more likely to participate, way more likely to be healthy, and you'll get increased morale, decreased absenteeism, decreased presenteeism, where you're there, but you're not really there. You're on Facebook half the time, right? Improve productivity. What we really want to focus on, how can we improve your employees' well-being? End of the day, it also helps you return an investment, which is just a bonus on top of everything else. For about every dollar you put into a wellness plan, it's estimated about $3 will come back in productivity and in profit. So it's kind of a no-brainer when it comes to invest in your employees, and you will see the benefits come out.
No, I love it. And I absolutely love what you said. Don't guess, get assessed. Like it makes so much sense. So can you share some, I know you love what you do.
Yeah.
Are you able to share, you don't have to say the name of the company by any means. I would not want you to violate confidentiality, but can you share like a success story, something that just really inspires you and is like, wow, this is why I do what I do.
Well, I focus a lot on law firms and doctors, concierge doctors, a little bit smaller, but law firms. And there was a local law firm that we work with that is about 20, 25 employees, not a smaller firm, right? And leadership is all about it. They're all about getting behind it. And they did. So you generally see about 30% participation rates in wellness programs. And this one, we got about 65, right? Everyone didn't do it still. We can't mandate it. You can't force them to do it, but you can show them the way, make it as easy as you can. And what you see is those baseline markers from the health risk assessment, you're going to find pre-diabetic, pre-hypertensive, cholesterol levels, heart attacks coming from people in their 50s, basically. And what you see is baseline. And then a year later, we saw marked improvements in significant improvements to where people were on day one and where they were on day three, day one of year number two. So you can see dramatic improvement if you just plan and stick to the plan when it comes to the worksite wellness programming. It's kind of like with financial planning, right? You have a plan, you stick to it. It doesn't take a week or a month or a year. But you will see results. You can see results pretty quick, but overall it's a long-term lifestyle and behavior change we're looking at. It's not a temporary fix. It's not a secret sauce or anything. It's you stick in it and you stick by it, and over time it will work.
No, so true. So I know that you said that if you're an employer and you don't buy into this, forget about it. What do you say to the employer who is kind of skeptical? And before you answer this question, I'm going to tell you about one of my bosses when I started in the profession. So I have asthma, and my boss looked at me and he said, "Margarita, you know, it's serious when they call you by your full name. Look how productive you are. You work like 50, 55 hours a week. Imagine if you worked 60. And I looked at him because at that time, my daughter was 3.5, my son, not quite a year. And I said, "No, can't do it." I said, because I would either have to cut my sleep, time with my kid, somebody, including myself, somewhere along the line is going to suffer. And it would actually be the law of diminishing returns.
Right. Yeah.
You know what he said to me? And then I said, and as I could get sick, I have asthma. He's like, "You know, I don't really know what to say to that." So here I was, newbie advisor who really didn't know anything, but I stood up to him. I said, "No, I'm not doing that." But what do you do if you have a boss that's like really skeptical? What would you say to those naysayers?
You know, there's two things, and it's and I hate to use a cliche that you can, what is it? You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink. You know, what I would do with that employer, that manager, that boss, the owner, is we would do their assessment. Let us do it on you, right? We won't even charge you anything. Let us show you that it works. Work with us for a month or two. If you don't see any changes or nothing, then fine, so be it, we'll walk away, right? But do it, and we won't, and so there's no obligation on your part. We'll do it, we'll do the assessment for free. We'll prove it to you, and that's it. And if you turn that down, then you just don't care about yourself either, is what I kind of think of. If you don't care about yourself, you're not gonna care about your employees. And end of the day, they have to care about their employees. And unfortunately, we see a lot of companies that just simply, they simply don't. They look at the bottom line, they see this as an expense, and they kind of move on from there.
Well, absolutely. That's helpful. And so that's indicative. So I know that we could have a weekly podcast about this, but how can we get into shape, mind, body, spirit, soul, and money? What are some pearls of wisdom that you can share with viewers and listeners?
Well, I think that sort of that employer doesn't want to do the program. It's, you need to find what works for you, right? So if you're looking at doing financial planning or becoming physically active, right? Our mind goes through these stages of from pre-contemplation to contemplation to preparation to action, right? We think, oh gosh, you'd call and let me call my friend. He does financial planning. She's an advisor or she's a personal trainer. Let me call her. I'll wait. Oh, New Year's is the first day. No. So January 1st, the arbitrary date that we all pick, right? We call them and we start to get a plan in place. We talk to them about our goals, our behaviors, you know, what motivates you, what inspires you, what will be sustainable, and what do we have evidence that works? And we sort of take that and use it to put a custom plan together for you. And, you know, you've probably heard this term, SMART goals, right? Specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time specific, right? So we have time-based. So we have SMART goals we can have where you start investing and understanding when you start investing, what is our biggest asset when we begin to invest? What is the biggest asset in our 20s when we begin to invest? It's not the amount of money we have, it's time, right? So I kind of make the analogy of, and you know this, compound interest, compound calories, right? So if you walk from if you take the stairs every day into your office, you're like, oh, this only burns we'll be generous and say 50 calories. If you park in the back of the parking lot, or you walk from the metro, whatever it may be, you burn an extra 50 calories a day. Well, multiply that, we'll say 100, easier for the math. We'll say it's 365 days in the year, 100 calories, you're burning a lot of calories, right? When you divide this out, it comes out to 36,500. A pound of fat's about 7,500 calories. So it's about 5 pounds more that you burn just by walking there throughout the year. And you can easily put in those 5 pounds like nothing else. So to get in shape, again, it's the little things that we want to do. So it's not about putting $1,000 a month away. It's about putting $100 a month, $10 here, $20 there. Like, our daughter's birthday is coming up and people are like, what can we give you? And we said, give it to her $529. You know, you giving us a $20 gift doesn't really do anything, but you give 20, they give 10, she gives 5, it adds up, right? So all those little things begin to add up. So I just encourage people to do the little things, start moving, start running, start lifting, start saving, start investing. Time is always our biggest asset. You know, talk to a planner, talk to an advisor, talk to a registered dietitian, talk to your doctor, talk to a role model in your community, somebody you trust, a professional that you can really invest some time into. And if you want to talk to us, there's never a fee. A consult is always available at no cost to you.
Well, awesome. So how can we find you? Website, social media handles?
So the social media is at MetaFitRx. That's the Instagram one. The Twitter goes through me. It's the Mass Mutual DA one. And what MetaFitRx means is metabolic fitness prescription, in case you're wondering. I meant to say that earlier. And I'll take credit for coming up with the name in case Melissa ever tells you. But yeah, MetaFitRx.com has all the information you need, a way to get in contact with us on there.
Well, thank you so much for this enriching and enlightening conversation. David, back to you, Hope.
Yes, well, thank you, David. I think I'm going to go out for a run now. It's still light here in Santa Fe. So fantastic. I love those tips. And we'll have much more and bring Melissa on. So your social media and website will be linked on all of our stuff. And Friday, we'll be back at 5 p.m. with Andrew Channon, who's going to talk about financing in the LGBTQ community. So thank you. Thank you, Rita. Thank you, David. Enjoy Richmond, and we'll talk soon. Mm-hmm.